Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, in the Old Testament lesson and in the Psalm, in those two things today, we hear echoes of those whom the Pharisee represented in the story Jesus told in the Gospel lesson. In the Old Testament lesson today, Amos, in the first verse, says, "Woe to you! Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure in Mount Samaria." Indeed, the Pharisee's first words reveal what was in his heart when he says, "I thank you, God, I'm not like others." That's a man who feels secure all on his own, all in himself. There's absolutely no humility in those words. And then in the psalm that we read responsively, it says there, "The arrogant cannot stand in the presence of God." And yet, here is the Pharisee standing in the temple with nothing but arrogance on his lips. He compares himself to those whose sins are outward. They're generally easy to spot: robbers, evildoers, adulterers. And then he even points to his friend standing there, the tax collector. Now, this Pharisee is a fellow who is easy to dislike. And to separate ourselves, we like to separate ourselves from him. We can easily get caught up in this trap, just like one little boy did in Sunday school after his Sunday school teacher had told him this story and they had had some teaching on this parable. The teacher asked the boys to say a prayer before they left. One little boy's prayer was, "We thank thee, God, that we are not like that Pharisee." And while that may be cute, that prayer is, in fact, at the heart of Jesus' parable. That boy's prayer was the Pharisee's prayer, right? That's because we generally like to identify with the tax collector when we hear this story, since he leaves the temple justified before God through his humble confession. After all, we have made our confession today. So, like the tax collector, easy peasy, we're done. Let's go home, okay? No, not so fast. Not yet. Why? Why did the tax collector go home justified? Because he confessed his sin. His sin. He not only confessed his sin, he was not even able to look upon the altar of God because of his fear of his sin and the wrath of God. Remember, in our opening hymn, we sang, "Savior, when in dust to thee, lo, we bow the adoring knee. When, repentant to the skies, scarce we lift our weeping eyes." Those words remind us of this tax collector. Now, I don't know if you've ever watched Pirates of the Caribbean or not, but there's a character in the second and third movies called Davy Jones. And Davy Jones's job is to take those who die in shipwrecks at sea down into his locker, down to death. But very oftentimes, before he does that, if there are any survivors in the wreck, before he kills them and takes them away, very coldly and cruelly, he spits out this question to each one: "Do ye fear death?" Do you fear death? If you wish to identify with the tax collector and not the Pharisee, then your answer better be yes. After all, it was his sin and the fear of God's punishment of death on sin that led him to confession. So I want to see if I can help us each here with identifying with the sins of the tax collector. Isn't it true that you've been petty this week? How about jealous or mean. And of course, you haven't stretched the truth at all this week, have you? You really were feeling bad, and going to work just wouldn't have been right. And then there's that person you just really can't stand. So what if what I said wasn't the nicest thing about them? It was true, after all, and I'm a truthful person. Have you gotten the idea yet? Do you need a little bit more? How about let's listen to Luther? Let's listen to what he says. For if someone is not a murderer, adulterer, or thief, and abstains from external sins, as that Pharisee did, then he would swear, being possessed by the devil, that he is a righteous man. Therefore, he develops the, what does it say? Presumption of righteousness. And he relies on his good works. God cannot soften and humble this man or make him acknowledge his misery and damnation any other way than by the law. Therefore, the proper and absolute use of the law is to terrify and crush that brute, which is called the presumption of righteousness. So says Martin. Now, back in the psalm from today, it says of God that you hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Lies to himself and about himself are why the Pharisee left the altar still condemned in his sin. And Jesus didn't use the tax collector because he was such a noble guy. Jesus used him because he was humbled by his sin. He was such a wreck of a person that he only had God's mercy to rely on to relieve his guilty conscience. Now, I once told you about a man who died and went to heaven, and St. Peter met him at the gate. And he said, here's how it works. You need 1,000,000 points to get in. You tell me the things you've done, and I'll tell you what they're worth. So the man starts out, he says, I was a faithful husband for 37 years. Great, says St. Peter. That's worth 3 points. 3 points. The man thinks, okay, wow. All right, he says, how about this? I attended church nearly every Sunday. That's got to count for something. Sure, said St. Peter. That's worth 2 points. Wow. You're kidding, the man says. How about this? I helped start a soup kitchen ministry and paid for most of it myself. And besides that, I regularly tithe at church. Wonderful, says Pete. That's worth 1.5 points. So now the man is sweating. And he cries out, at this rate, the only way I'll get in is by God's mercy. Now you're catching on, says Peter. That's the tax collector. The tax collector knew. He knew for certain that he had done wrong against God and his will. His burden of sin brought him to his knees. That is what it means to identify with the tax collector. To him, the Pharisee was better than he was because it was true as far as the tax collector was concerned. And the tax collector knew it in his soul. That is why he feared death. He feared God's wrath because he knew without a doubt that that is what he deserved at God's altar. Again, back in the psalm that we read today, it says, banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. Who of us hasn't rebelled against God? Who has not succeeded at sinning? So what are we to do? Where are we to turn in our despair and fear of death? Listen again to Jesus at the end of his parable, after the tax collector had gone home justified. Jesus said this, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Okay, a little English lesson here. Did you catch the mood of the verbs? That's important for us. Those who humble themselves, active mood, will be passive mood, lifted up. And again, back in the psalm today, it says again, "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy." Refuge. Refuge is what God grants us here at His altar. That is why we come here every week. That is what we seek because of our sin, because of our desire to presume our own righteousness and the fear that that presumption brings. Jesus, by His blood on the cross, from the cross, and by His resurrection from the dead, has become for us our refuge and our protection. Yes, we fear death. Yes, we fear God's judgment. But yes, we also trust in His mercy and rely on His grace to redeem us from death. The death which we know, like the tax collector, that we deserve. Like him and the psalmist, we trust in God and His righteousness. His righteousness that is made ours, passive on our part, through Christ's all-sufficient death for us. So we can join the tax collector in being lifted up by the mercy of Christ alone. We do not exalt ourselves. That is done for us. Again, it's passive on our part. A true humbling of spirit, that's all that we bring. We humble ourselves in faith, in trust, that God and God alone, through the sacrifice of Christ, will exalt us. Now, our closing hymn that we're going to sing in a few minutes will remind us of this when we sing the words, "My faith looks up. My faith looks up to Thee." And then in the second verse, we will sing, "May Thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart." Reminding us again that it is God's work to grant us righteousness and faith and strength. We need only to trust in His work. And in that work of God, we have, like the tax collector, our hope and our peace. We come to this altar each week, and we declare Jesus' death to be the death that we deserved. We don't come expecting that we deserve His mercy, but we come humbled by our sin in the light of His righteousness. And here, every time we gather at the altar of refuge, we gratefully acknowledge and receive His gift of forgiveness that exalts us to the heights of heaven, made ours by Christ's love. We have come in His name, and like the tax collector, we leave justified by Jesus' grace alone. In His name we pray. Amen.